So how do they say the late Chris Cornell? What do they say when somebody dies?
Late Chris Cornell.
Listen to his voice.
That's what you call a range, ladies and gentlemen. A range. Why are we playing Slaves and Bulldozers by Soundgarden from the Bad Motorfinger record? Well,
how
since
old
we
is
were,
this album?
Like 25
years old.
25 years
at least.
Old, yeah. Bad Motorfinger. Listen to that. Oh, what a belch. What a belch indeed. Chris Cornell died since the last time we recorded our podcast. I think he died right after we recorded.
Yeah, probably.
They say it was a suicide.
On Thursday, right?
Yeah. At first, it was just the death announcement. Yeah. And
then you always have to check, is it true or not?
Yeah,
how many death
checking.
Announcements that we heard that turned out not to be death announcements?
Yeah, but some death announcements, you can kind of like, oh, okay. Well, why would anybody joke around with...
Yeah. I remember like when Morgan, there was a announcement that Morgan Freeman died. And he didn't die, of course.
Oh. Well, he's kind of... Oof. Excuse me. He's kind of more...
<What was that? laughs>
It's like a worm coming out of my mouth. I didn't even mean to belch. It was just... I just had tea and... Just,
it sounded like bad diarrhea.
Yeah, but out of my mouth. That's disgusting. It's gurgled. no, but Morgan Freeman, I think, is not as significant as Chris Cornell is. Popularity status-wise.
Movies maybe... like in film industry, I think he's more significant.
Yeah.
I mean, how many...
What is this?
I don't know. Just
somebody's interrupting.
That's a sound that came out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's Chris Cornell. Infant Chris Cornell. He was less, I think, significant. Like, Chris Cornell's like is considered a musical god.
Like especially rock music, yeah.
Yeah. But why...
I checked my Facebook and there were just outpour of, you know,
of sympathy.
Sympathy messages.
That's exactly what
everything.
I was going to start my, going into my category that I want to talk about.
And it lasted
today.
For
days.
No, on my line, it was 24 hours. It was nothing but.
Oh, like nonstop.
Chris Cornell,
yeah.
After that, it went back to bashing.
Everybody forgot about it.
Trump.
What I find pathetic, and this is our social media has infused this disease into our society, and that is whenever you forget about something, like listening to Soundgarden for one, like, oh, my Soundgarden records have been collecting dust for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Not for me. Actually, I'm not a big fan of Soundgarden, but I was pretty like they were significant in my growing up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but several posts out there were stated such things as, "Oh, this reminds
listening
me."
Super Unknown or something.
Listening
right?
to Super Unknown, man, I forgot how great this record is.
Yeah.
It's like
it took death of the lead singer to remind
you. In 2017, and this has been common throughout Facebook, especially over the past several years, is the death of a celebrity. Kind of brings their popularity status back up. Like, remember when Princess Leia died, whatever her name is? Fisher, whatever her name
Carrie
is?
Fisher.
Nobody cared about her.
No.
Not a single person. Even Star Wars fans couldn't give an F about her. And then when she died, all these douchey posts, I felt a strong disturbance in the Force today.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh! Yuck!
Yeah.
Social media has turned us into stupid idiots.
Pull out your Star Wars DVDs.
Yeah, let's
to rewatch.
Yeah, it. Nostalgia. Oh, wow, what a great woman ahead of her time. You know what a, you know
the resistance.
Yeah,
the original
rebels.
The
or
original
whatever.
Rebel.
And now the same thing, and it takes away from every single death.
Yeah.
Whenever a celebrity dies, and even if it's significant, like Chris Cornell, for example, for some I would imagine would be significant. Like. Even myself, I was like, oh man, wow, Chris, a little bit. I felt, wow, Chris Cornell died. It was sobering. It was a little bit of an alert. I was a little more alert. I was aware.
I must say that for some reason, death of Layne Staley or am I pronouncing his name? Mm-hmm. All those years. You know what?
It's not Stanley.
It's not Stanley. It's Stally. All this weirded me out. Lane Stanley. I always want to say Lay Stanley, but it's Lay Stanley.
I'm going knucking futs.
Anyway, that his death probably affected me just a bit more because maybe I was much younger. It wasn't that old. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
right?
But you were a pretty big Alice in Chains fan.
Yeah.
Can you talk right into the mic? Uh-huh. I would really.
As a matter of fact, if you notice, the big four Seattle grunge bands, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and Pearl Jam, the only lead singer that left
Eddie Vedder's
is
next.
Eddie Vedder.
You know what? Quite frankly, I'm okay with it because that liberal numbnuts can go at any time.
The Rock Around Barack.
I am so tired of his holier
than now. Did you ever hear
now.
That song Rock About Barack that they released?
No,
in
can I hear it, please?
2008. I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. I think it disappeared.
I remember what really started turning me off from Pearl Jam. And I still like Pearl Jam. I still like their music. Mm-hmm. Except for the last several I think Binaural was the last album where I was like, I have no desire to listen to this. Uh-huh. I bought the record.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to listen to it. And then after that, I think he just went on this big campaign of bashing Bush. And then like 50% of the audience got up and left his concert. Mm-hmm. And just that whole, like musicians getting political and involved and growing up into adults movement happened. And now it's like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I remember musicians when musicians were just musicians. They were just playing music. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't.
Like Pink Floyd.
Like Kurt Cobain. For example, Kurt Cobain I don't recall him talking about, at least at that time that I had access to all his interviews. He'd never really
got overly
political about it. He hated cops. That was about it.
Yeah.
He hated jocks.
Sexism and feminism.
Rapists.
He did talk about racism a little bit, but he didn't dedicate his life to it.
Right. He didn't come across like a femme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do now.
Like a social justice. He never came out as a social justice warrior.
He never came across as a social justice warrior.
As a matter of fact, he was a true liberal because I think several times they mentioned that the actual definition of free speech, that most despicable views, you have to tolerate it because we live in America. You have to tolerate that speech. You don't have to like it.
That's something
you
that
don't have to love it, but we have to live with it because this is United States and we have freedom of speech. Now, 20 years or 20,
liberals
25
are
years
saying
later,
the opposite.
When was the last time you heard that phrase? I disagree with you, but I will fight to the death to protect your free speech. I haven't heard that one
in a long time. I don't think I heard that one ever. But isn't what's his name? Chris Novoselic is.
I heard he became
not as liberal as everybody would anticipate him to be.
I think he ditched. Last I heard, he ditched liberals and actually didn't speak too highly about Bernie Sanders.
Why?
Yeah, I just don't remember. I read that it was about 3 or 4 a.m. and I kind of read every other word. Fell asleep before the article ended.
Oh, so he could be in total support.
Maybe I just didn't get it right.
What's that? Rock Around Barack.
I will find it
Can
eventually.
Can you please find it?
Yeah, we'll move on to the next topic. I will look and I will shut up and look.
Oh, my goodness.
When it came to Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're talking about Pearl Jam. It's a weird band.
He's the only guy that didn't die yet.
I'm that person who, you know. Who
you left out Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes. But they weren't from Seattle.
That's true. But they were kind of like one
dead.
Of the...
Yeah, he is dead. They were probably the top five bands of the... at least first part of the 90s. Mm-hmm. Four of them are dead. You know? I guess... I don't know if you're going to include Smashing Pumpkins or Nine Inch Nails in it.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate Billy Corgan kicking it anytime soon. But he's also doesn't follow that crowd also. The left... He's pretty right leaning, but you know who here leans a bit. When I watched an interview of his, he was just short of this guy. Yes,
that's great.
He's
I did not know that.
He sounded like us. He sounded like a very sane, common sense individual. that's the thing. Like all these bands that we were into,
they're all old.
They're all old now, and then like some of them took, I guess, a turn that wouldn't politically, I guess.
Yeah.
Except for Pearl Jam. and Eddie Vedder. So I guess we can well, farewell, Chris Cornell. Unfortunate. But as they say, you'll be missed. And Facebook, of course, what lasted 24 hours. Everybody. I was going to say earlier, it takes every single post that they put on Facebook and
now,
social
did they
media.
Take how
it takes away from the death of that person.
Did it bring a spotlight on suicide again? Because every time that happens,
yes,
people start like
kill
talking about suicide.
Depression, reach out to each other and all this stuff. Yeah, there were several posts on Facebook be like, understand it. Understand your friends who are going through it.
Yeah.
And then when I found out that it was a suicide, I'm like, why would he want to kill himself? Everything.
I must say that I'm, and I know suicide is a very serious subject, I'm less sympathetic to deaths like that after my father's death, in 2012. My dad was 61. Our dad.
Yeah.
Because we're siblings, if you didn't know that.
Oh.
Our dad died.
It's a very complicated situation.
When he was 61, and he was full of life. He worked nonstop to make as much money for... maybe that's why he died so early.
Yeah.
But he was, like I said, he was full of life. He really wanted to live. He didn't want to die. He wanted to go fast. If he had to die, he really wanted to go fast. And then, he had that stroke aneurysm, whatever you call it.
An aneurysm.
And just within hours. And not even within hours. Within less than an hour, he was pretty much gone. And then he physically died a day later.
I remember. That was pretty much within the hour. Within the hour, he started deteriorating.
Yeah.
Because I remember I caught him right as they were pulling up into the ambulance.
He gave me a thumbs up.
As he's vomiting, throwing up, and he gave me a thumbs up. He gave mom a thumbs up.
Yeah, little did you know that it was going to be the same thumb up as when at the end of Terminator when he goes into like, that smelter thingy. Yeah, he gave a thumbs up.
Yeah, so did Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of Terminator when his computer brain was melting.
Yeah, melted. And then boom, disappears.
Pew!
I felt sad at the end of that movie.
Yes.
Always
did you feel sad at the end of... I hope he was your father. Yeah.
After that, you feel less sympathy for suicide. He wanted to live, and then
he wanted to live and work.
Yeah, and be productive member of society, and then you hear about stuff that Manchester, and the 8-year old got. Killed.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word animal because I like animals.
A savage.
Yeah.
Savage. A barbarian.
Yeah, but by barbarian. And
am I a racist for saying savage and barbarian? Or are there people out there sympathizing with a guy that blew up 22 people in Manchester?
What's the singer's name? Katy Perry.
Oh yes. Can you pull up Katy Perry's thing? Now that we're on this topic,
Let's
move on from Chris Cornell and our father. Godspeed, Chris Cornell and our father. In Manchester, since we also last spoke, there was a pretty nasty attack at, what is it, Ariana Grande. And I wouldn't mind listening to a little bit of Ariana Grande.
I heard she's paying for funerals of all the victims at her concert.
Oh, wow, that's very nice of her. Yeah. She's heartbroken. Oh yeah. Can you can you come here and tell us in the
microphone?
Instead
of shouting
across
our
the counter. we have a chef in our studio today. Yeah. We decided with all the money that we're getting, this show is growing at such tremendous rate
we have millions and millions of listeners.
Yes. Just like NPR, NPR that's a nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
Apparently has a chef.
Oh, really?
working for all the 18 or to 20 producers that they have.
I heard that the people who work for NPR refer to themselves as National Palestinian Radio.
Because
every time I turn it on, it's something about
Palestine.
Middle East, except for
Palestine.
Israel.
Palestine.
Okay.
Ariana Grande. I knew of her. I just didn't know her name. If somebody was to tell me, hey, dude, Ariana Grande's coming.
Never heard that
name. I'm like, I don't know. If there's a song called...
Ariana Grande.
Google it and it's see what one of her hits is. Let's
Ariana
play it at least just to make it relevant. Some crazy nuthead killed 22
bang,
people.
Bang Bang. Have you ever heard of Bang Bang?
Yeah, play. I don't like that song, but you can play that one. It's a big. She. It's like a compilation of other artists, and then she. I think Nicki Minaj was in there or something. Oh, is it a? Is it a video with a movie with it?
It says Bang Bang. I must say that she's really
she's very hot.
Girl. She has lots of.
I wish I was seeing what you're watching.
I see some beautiful girls in very short skirts and high heels.
In high heels, yeah. I think so. She anyway. She's huge, playing arenas. And I think at the end of her show. A bomb went off and it had nuts and bolts in it that was put together by this D-bag.
It's like overgrown pipe bomb.
Yeah. And Salman...
Salmon?
Salmon. you know what? I'm going to mispronounce his name on purpose. Salmon Abed. Abed I. Is that her? I don't know.
Is that her?
I don't know, but that one's pretty hot. No, I don't think that one's it. Anyway, 22 people killed, 59 injured. And what's the point of it? An 8-year-old died.
They targeted the concert this full of underage girls.
Underage. Good job. Good job. That's the success. So concert, the doors opened at 6 p.m. The concert started. Concert goers arrived at their arena.
Just audience slightly older than that classroom in Newton. What was it? Where did that idiot walk in with the
Sandy Hook?
Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Elementary.
The show began at 7:30 after a performance from support act of I don't know who BIA is, an American rapper. Anyway, and then Grant took the stage, and then a huge bang went off at 10:30 p.m. The show finished with thousands of fans begin to file out of the arenas, four exits, and a huge bomb, like bang, is heard. I guess it's in quotes here. It was like a bomb.
You know what they did? Bang, like just to. It's a pun. It's a, like you know to.
Oh, that's a, yeah. What a coincidence! What a coincidence!
Way to use that in a very serious article. But look who's talking. We're playing her stupid song, Bang.
Oh, did you pull up an article and that's what they actually wrote?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
You said Bang.
No, you said it and then I recognized
it. By the way, Bang, playing Bang Bang in this story after the blow-off, it was unintentional. I didn't even connect it.
Witnesses described being knocked from their feet by an explosion and seeing dozens of injured, possibly dead people, including children lying on the floor. Others described panic as concert goers ran for the exits. I did notice a lot of videos of people really focusing, multitasking here, trying to run away and trying to record at the same time. Listen, folks, you might want to put the phone down and get the F out of there because another bomb might go off.
Facebook Live or something? Streaming?
No, I don't think they were live streaming, but they were just videotaping and all of a sudden just...
Taking selfies in front of...
If you go to AmericaOutloud.com and look for a story by Richard Tracy, that would be me, that will be the latest podcast that you could listen to on a weekly basis. You can go to iTunes. Do you want the plate? Oh, you want the plate. Do you want the silverware as well here?
To our chef.
Yeah, to my personal chef. Also, if you go to iTunes... Search Criminal Masterminds, and better yet, search America Out Loud. You're not only going to get me, Criminal Masterminds, Richard Tracy, and Al, you're going to get a plethora of other talk radio hosts and experts, not only talk radio hosts, but experts who talk about very serious things, like Lieutenant Randy Sutton. He talks about, the serious aspect of policing, unlike us, where we talk about Soundgarden. And also Malcolm Out Loud, check him out as well. They're all thank you very much. This pizza looks great. My personal chef just delivered it to me. Also, for Android users, you can go to any podcast app would also have us as well. Just search America Out Loud and it'll come up. Stitcher is one of them. And I use Stitcher. I'm a Samsung guy. I'm not an iPhone guy. And then in general, you could just go to AmericaOutloud.com and you can find myself. And Al's mouth is, the top of your mouth is burning. I can see. He just put a hot pizza in his mouth.
That shows my restraint because I really wanted to just.
Yeah, I know. It looked disgusting. Scream. You had cheese dripping down from your teeth into your plate. And I couldn't be happier. It looked great.
There's skin coming out from my mouth now. Whatever.
Now you're going to feel the roof of your tongue for the remainder of the show. Also, go to bluelivesmatter.blue. And we're in great partnership with them. And, well, anybody else who wants to come on and be in partnership with us, come on down. Also, you can finally contact me on Twitter. That crust sounds delicious. At the Richard Tracy. At the Richard Tracy. And I think I'm going to encourage Al to start a Twitter account too.
I do have a Twitter account.
So you have, I see you have a cat on your lap as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be wrapping up our pizzas and we will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our one-year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest-growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our one-year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, I'm not sure why we take our health for granted, but I know that many of us do, include me in that company. Recently, I had a couple of health scares that got my attention real quick. I started a new product called Healthy Cell. I took it for about 3 weeks, and man, I started to feel really good. I found myself sleeping better at night, had more energy in the day, and less stress and anxieties, and just feeling better overall. Well, with those kind of results, I knew I had to do something, so I reached to the company directly with a request to bring Healthy Cell back to America Out Loud, and here it is. Well, typically you'd pay $110 plus shipping and handling. Well, now you get it for just $79.99 for the monthly plan plus free shipping. That's right, they'll pick up the shipping, and you pay just $79.99. Use the code OUTLOUD on HealthyCell.com, or just click the banner on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
Remember that Oklahoma cop that shot that guy?
On the highway?
Terrence Crutcher. Boy, you really need to stop chewing into the microphone. Officer Betty Shelby is found not guilty. Oh, here's an article. Oh, I wonder how the HuffingtonPost.com wrote this article.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm very curious. Let's read it. Mm-hmm. Let's read how Oklahoma cop who killed Terrence Crutcher found not guilty of manslaughter. This is an article by Huffington Post on May 18th, and they cannot refrain from running an ad on it.
That's a very conservative publication.
Here,
right?
The shooting, which was caught on video, showed Crutcher had his hands above his head moments before he was shot. I mean, that plants a seed in your head already, yeah. Doesn't it?
Corruption.
And then they go further. The white police officer who fatally shot Terrence Crutcher, an unarmed black man whose car stalled in the middle of the road in Tulsa, Oklahoma last year, was found not guilty of first-degree manslaughter on Wednesday evening. Now, if people were to read just the first two sentences of this, they'd say, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Outrageous.
I know nothing about this Tulsa, Oklahoma shooting, but as far as I'm concerned, this white officer is a...
Murderer,
a racist, clearly did this because he was black.
Islamophobe.
Homophobic, hates... Yeah.
Nazi.
Yeah. And then it goes on to say jurors deliberated for 9 hours before acquitting the officer. 42-year-old Betty Shelby. Ugh, can you imagine sitting in there for 9 hours? Yeah. Jonathan McCall, breaking, Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby found not guilty of manslaughter in the shooting.
Not guilty.
of Terrence Crutcher. Anyway, Huffington Post continues by saying Shelby was responding to an unrelated call on September 16, 2016 when she approached Crutcher's vehicle. According to CNN, Shelby said she fired at Crutcher, who was 40 years old, because he reached into his car. Again, they're leaving out so much information. But they're focusing on the facts that make the officer look bad.
Yes, they ignore certain facts.
Yes.
And they
on Monday
concentrate.
Yes,
stress those facts. Like,
yeah, let's stress.
Let's talk about them over and over.
Is race really relevant?
In
to
many
them,
people,
apparently,
many
it
people
is.
Think it is.
Clearly, on Monday, she told the court that she feared for her life. And you know what many people say after this? They say, oh, why is she a police officer then? She's just a scared woman. Why was she afraid of him? Was it because he was black? A big black guy and she's a small little white woman? Why is she a police? You know, that's that. Yeah. Again, Huffington Post leading the reader. The Tulsa Police Department claimed that Crutcher failed to comply with orders from Shelby and the other officers who were on scene. Videos of the incident, which captures several angles of the shooting, showed police with their guns pointed at Crutcher as he calmly walked towards his car with his hands above his head. I don't know if he was calm, but he did walk without haste. But Huffington Post failed to mention as the officers not only pleaded with him to stop.
I implore you.
They not only implored him, but ordered him with guns drawn to stop. And what did he do? Did not comply, Huffington Post. That's what you should be writing. But since you're so biased, and I mean, I'm pretty biased too. But bias versus bias. Two combats going on here. Huffington Post from one end and myself from the other. Yeah. I think you're wrong. You should mention that he didn't comply. Again, non-compliance. Calmly walked towards his car. Please. Moments later, he was shot. Okay. After a fatal shooting, Shelby was charged with the felony manslaughter. Okay, do you give any credit to that? Her attorneys claimed she feared Crutcher was under the influence of PCP, which he was, a hallucinogenic drug.
You know, that word claim always make it sound like it's not true.
Yeah, claimed. Well, that's what they claim that I did this. They claim that I did that. Police found PCP in Crutcher's car. And an autopsy report later revealed that Crutcher had the drug in his system at the time of his death. But her attorney still claims PCP. Do you see the disconnect where they just... Ugh. Crutcher's family, who maintained that the shooting was unjustified, accused the police of using the drug possession to deflect attention from the fact that Crutcher was unarmed when police shot him. Associated Press report. PCP is a pretty significant drug. It makes people, in some instances, cut their penis off. While their own penis.
Richard is speaking from experience.
Yes, and then jump out of a balcony and chase lights.
Detachable
yes.
Penis.
I remember there was an incident where the guy was... he said that his buddy next door took PCP, undressed, cut his dick, penis off, sorry. Cut his penis off and then jumped off the balcony.
Uh-huh.
And the reporter said, what were you doing next while you were, while he was doing this next door? And the guy was like, I didn't know what to say. And this, I was just, you know, reading a book. It was so blatantly obvious that he wasn't reading a book.
Yeah. you know, one time, do you remember when we had that apartment fire back in 1997?
Yes.
I was actually interviewed by a local newspaper journalist. And they quoted me. I don't know. Well, she responded.
How come I didn't know about this? Where's the article?
I had it, and I don't know where it's at now. It's been, decades ago. And the reporter was a very attractive young girl. She interviewed me, and then later I read my quote that said, Al so-and-so was listening to Pearl Jam.
Oh, of course.
Do you remember that?
I might. You know what? You might have been.
When the firefighters started banging on the door. And that was not true. That's not what I said. I did say that I was listening to Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the first. I was the one to notice the smoke outside because I put the blinds up and suddenly I see like the tree in front of our. Remember there was a tree in front of our bedroom window?
Yes.
I couldn't see it. It was nothing but this wide gray fog.
Okay.
And then I noted the smell. And I started getting ready, and then the...
What did it smell like?
It smelled like... smelled like victory!
Smelled like s'mores.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that that just... that was the first time I actually encountered with fake news.
Imperfection of,
yeah.
Fake news.
And since that time, I had, I was privy to know some stories that did appear later in the media, and every time... I hear it. They get the most of it right, but almost all the time, something is incorrect, something is underreported, not reported,
like,
or falsely reported.
Not attention to detail.
Yeah, and that's what I think. If I notice those things with my stories, how many of false things are out there?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So when they talk about that, don't trust it.
Take it with, what is it, a grain
of,
sugar. Salt. Grain of flour.
Sugar. That's how they say in Russia, grain of vodka.
Here's a good one. Crutch's twin sister, Tiffany, told reporters after the shooting that he was a father who was just trying to make his family proud. By running around high on PCP in the middle of a street with his car broke down with PCP inside. Bravo, sir. Here's a quote. That big... bad dude was a father. That big bad dude was a son. That big bad dude was enrolled in, of course, he was enrolled in some community college. Tulsa Community College, Tiffany Crutcher said. She added that Crutcher loved God and would sing at church every week. Friends of Crutcher described him to the Associated Press as a friendly and generous person who went to church and was trying to turn his life around. Turn his life around from what? They never say turn his life around from what. It's always turn his life around. He had a job interview on Monday. Everybody has a job interview on Monday. Everybody goes to church. Everybody goes to college of some sort. Is it at all possible that he was just an average person? Somebody said, it's like, hey, can you tell me something about it? It's like, no. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Quite frankly, he was an a-hole.
I hear that line all the time, turn his life around. But I never met the person who actually turned their life, already turned their life around.
Somebody turned their life around? Somebody? Anybody? There was a commercial on Super Bowl where a guy from crossed the border from the south in Mexico. And they show him pushing a cart full of stuff. I don't know what. Anyway, basically an immigrant. A nothing. But how they want everybody to see him. Anyway, about 100 protesters who gathered outside the courthouse yelled, hands up, don't shoot, which I will point out now is a false narrative as well because Michael Brown never had his hands up after the verdict was handed down to Tulsa World reported. Oklahoma governor, let's see what the governor, Mary Fallon, then asked residents and protesters to respect the verdict and remain calm. Oh.
She wasn't like... what's her name? The Baltimore mayor who said, if you want to destroy, we'll give you space.
We'll give him space. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you have space. Here's a CVS.
And then she was criticized, and she said that, they took my words out of the context. And we listened to the entire audio and said, no, it's all in context.
Pull it up. I want to hear it again. Yeah. Those who disagree with the verdict have the right to express their opinions, Fallon said in an official statement. I just ask that they do so in a peaceful manner. Hours later, peaceful demonstrators collected outside the Mayo Hotel in downtown Tulsa to buy mayonnaise. No, I'm just kidding. Where Shelby was believed to be staying, per Fox 23 News. And that's about it. Well done, Huffington Post. That was a very, very accurate approach to what happened. Now I'm curious as to what... what was her name? Shelby what?
Shelby Ford.
Was it Shelby Ford?
GT5.
No, I just Googled Shelby and a Cobra came up. Yeah. Oklahoma. Yes, I am Googling as I'm trying to. Wow, it's hard to do a podcast and type at the same time. But anyway, what they failed, Huffington Post really neglected to mention several things. That when she pulled up to him, she was simply trying to figure out what the heck was going on. She walked up to the, she saw the car in the middle of the road, didn't see anything. And he then, and she was walking back to her cruiser. And then he appeared, started coming at her. I don't think in an aggressive, I don't know what kind of manner he came at her. I should probably look it up. But she told him to stop. She told him to keep his hands up. And he oh, there we go. Yeah. He didn't comply. She's telling him to stop. He keeps going towards the car. She said he was also making furtive movements with his hands. He's putting his hands in his pockets. He was not listening. And she doesn't know what the heck's going on. Also, the question of a taser. Could she have tased him? Why didn't she tase him? Sounds like she had a taser. But at the same time, if she's the only one, so, tasers don't always work, folks.
And to quote, what's his name? To quote cleaning...
especially on PCP. Yes, good point. Thank you, Chef.
To make a quote
Madam
from...
Chef.
To make a quote from Clint Eastwood movie, Fistful of Dollars, and I'm quoting Ramon. Ramon! He said, when the man with a pistol meets a man with a rifle, the man with a pistol is a dead man. Now, I can say, I can adapt that phrase and say, when the man with a taser meets a man with a pistol. Guess who's a dead person?
The dead person's with. But in this instance, they're going to. But in this instance, he didn't. He wasn't armed. He was just making a lot of furtive movement. He was reaching into the car.
Well, is she supposed to wait until he pulls out the rifle and start.
Yeah, how many
her?
Videos can I show of officers waiting to see the gun?
I mean, that trooper
and what
video
happens
is
next.
Is a number one, I think, played in all academies.
Is that the one where training. The guy comes out of the car and just stands there? Yeah, squares the up and then has a gun behind
him. He kept saying that the guy, kind of overweight guy, keeps saying, I have something for you in my car. And he keeps yelling and just keeps walking to the car and back and forth. And for suddenly he pulls out an AR-15 and just goes straight at the
trooper. And the officer just, sir.
Yeah, he kept waiting, waiting.
He kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And then he died.
Yeah.
So there you have, the white truck, right?
Yeah,
I
remember
that. That was a depressing video. Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, let's read the opposite bias of let's go to bluelivesmatter.blue and see what they have to say. We read Huffington Post. I figured it's only appropriate to read the other side of it. What's it? Officer Blue wrote this article. He wrote, Officer Betty Shelby, trial day 4. Trial day 4? What am I reading? Officer Betty Shelby's trial starts, reveals new compelling evidence that shooting was justified. Oh, this must be an oral article. Anyway, what did they write? Tulsa, Oklahoma, Officer Betty Shelby manslaughter trial has started for the shooting of Terrence Crutcher, and the prosecution's case is already falling apart. Oh, look at that. Thursday's day 4, the jury trial against Officer Betty Shelby. The jury selection just finished on Wednesday, and we've had time to for multiple witnesses to be called to testify. None of the evidence appears to be helping the prosecution. The biggest news so far, that the prosecution and the defense not agree that Terrence Crutcher's windows were rolled halfway down at the time of the shooting. According to, I remember everybody's like, his windows were rolled up. This has been one of the most critical points in the case. Officer Shelby said that she shot Crutcher as he was reaching into his window. In the video, you can also see that he's reaching. It looks like he's reaching into the car. After the shooting, Crutcher's family attorney took a low quality image of his window, as seen from the police helicopter, blew it up, and printed a giant poster claiming that it showed that the window was up. The window is pivotal in the case because officers are trained not to let suspects return to their vehicles to gain access to weapons. If the window was closed, then Crutcher couldn't have been reaching through the window for a weapon. Now that we know that the window was actually open, the prosecution doesn't seem to have much of a case. And he also wasn't patted down. He was making furtive movements. So we don't even know what he had on him at the time. Anyway, according to Taylor Newcomb, Corporal Wyatt caused unrest in the courtroom when he testified that there would be a group of people upset about the shooting simply because of the color of somebody's skin. We can't just focus on the facts. We have to take outside factors and bring it into this and muddy the waters, as they say. The proverbial waters, indeed. So, she's not guilty. Voila, there you have it. Mm-hmm. Not much, from what I understand, not much unrest. There wasn't any, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard much in the news.
Oh. Okay.
I think news is too busy to take a break from bashing Trump.
That's right.
To focus on something.
They're too. Yes, you know? You're right. You're absolutely
And how many?
Right.
I noticed that many riots aren't covered nowadays. There's so many times that in the past, in
protests
the
and
fairly
all that.
Recent past, that yeah. There were protests. There were.
Did they just stop?
Police throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, I doubt
and,
they
nobody
just
really
stopped.
Covered it.
Nobody really cares anymore. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just too busy about talking about the Trump and disliking him. Can you find that Katy Perry?
I have hard time finding Katy Perry. There's just so many videos with her, and I need to listen to it. Once again, as you know, we never.
How about just Katy Perry on Manchester bombing?
But I did find Mayor of Baltimore speech. It's very short.
Oh please, please. What is she talking about?
And I did find Rock Around Barack.
Oh yes, thank you. Please play for me, please.
Okay,
what are we going with first?
Mayor.
This is the mayor?
Yes.
Okay, Mayor. How are you?
I've made it very clear that I worked with the police and instructed them to do everything that they could to make sure that the protesters were able to exercise their right to free speech. It's a very delicate balancing act.
It's
because
a very delicate situation.
Pause.
Tried to make sure that they were protected from.
They had room to practice their freedoms of
speech.
Not their freedoms to burn a city down. Such freedoms don't exist in America. Why? Because each state, never mind federal, provides laws that prohibit people from vandalizing things, which isn't a form of free speech in a way, because... so far, I don't see it how it is, because burning a CVS down really doesn't explain to me what they're trying to articulate, other than we are barbarians and we want to burn everything in our path. Looting. Yes. Thank you, Madam Chef. What do we have next?
Trying to cut the... What's the name for that? It's in Russian, but I'm forgetting. The hose. Fire hose. With your knife. When the firefighters are fighting inside of inferno, fighting the
firefighters
inferno.
Firefighters are trying to put a fire out. Preserve property. Preserve somebody's CV. I think there was an old people house, a senior house next door. And the lady said, yes, I go to the CVS pharmacy to get...
Protect?
My pharmaceuticals.
The hose... And the water that's coming out, it's the only... Not the only. I don't know much about firefighting, but it's protecting the firefighters against fire.
So you're saying is this person who cut the hose basically is okay with these firefighters burning inside the building?
I don't know if he's...
You had spinach in between your teeth and it's gone now.
Thank you. It's a very, very nice pizza, Miss Chef.
Yes, Madam Chef. That was very good.
You know what I'm saying.
You can lift up that microphone and introduce yourself, Madame Chef. Actually, you know what? You could be Madame Chef for the purpose of this show. Hi, Madame Chef.
Hello.
Where did you learn to make such great pizza?
Costco freezer.
It is very good. I've never heard of Costco freezer before.
It's a highly
what school is that?
Rated culinary school.
Culinary?
Is that I'm saying it?
What's a culinary school? I'm familiar with culinary.
Culinary. Culinary.
Interesting process.
It's the same place where Bonnie and Clyde got killed.
Anyway, is there any more on the mayor?
Yeah. You was paused right before.
Oh, please, please, please.
The best part.
That they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on.
Yes, yes, I understand.
We also gave those who wished to destroy.
Look, up until this point, she actually makes somewhat of a sense, okay?
Up until this point, it sounded pretty generic.
No,
like
the disaster,
any
the free fall occurs right here.
Here comes the sinking of Titanic.
Yeah. To destroy.
All right, go back. We'll cut it off.
Actually, I wouldn't even... See, it took 2 hours for Titanic to sink. It's more that... What's the name for that? The giant dirigible that exploded. Not Heisenberg. Heisenberg was a scientist. It will come to me.
We also...
The blimp. The Zeppelin.
Wished to destroy space to do that as well.
Yes.
And we worked very hard to keep that balance and to put ourselves in the best position to de-escalate. And that's what you saw.
That's what you'll see as well.
De-escalate by letting them do whatever they want.
We work very hard to build buildings and for only people to destroy them in a very short amount of time. Whoa, that tea came right out of your mouth. It's okay. So yeah, there you have it, folks. The mayor basically telling everybody, go ahead and just trash everything. I think she wanted it trashed. I think
we
she was upset as well. There's somebody at your front door. I don't know who. Oh, you know what?
Home invasion.
Oh, is that Michael?
That's Michael.
Well, come on in. We'll keep on plowing through. Why is he so late? He is 51 minutes late, ladies and gentlemen. Mikey just walked in. I am gonna kick my Madam Chef off of the microphone. And Madam Chef, thank you for contributing, and thank you for preparing the pizza for us. It was very delicious.
A very delicious situation.
And now
Mikey is late because of the recent time change. He forgot to change his watch.
Or the recent time change, which was a couple months ago.
Oh, he just—I don't know if it was forward or back.
When you're late, I think it would
Mikey,
be
Mikey, at this point, just keep your time the way it is because the time change is very right around the corner. It was
when is the time change?
Hindenburg disaster.
The Hindenburg disaster.
How could I forget that?
What year was the Hindenburg?
According to Wikipedia, it occurred on May 6th of 1937.
Were they not familiar with hydrogen mixing with oxygen?
Apparently not.
I understand that. Okay, see, this is the... And I know last scientific... lesson I gave.
Gravity and Jesus.
Gravity and Jesus wasn't overly accurate, but at least I can tell you that when hydrogen mixes with oxygen, it becomes very flammable. And can you imagine an entire Zeppelin filled with hydrogen and just a tiny little hole?
Spark.
A tiny little thing would cause the entire thing to ignite.
Couldn't they like get helium back then?
Oh my. Oh mercy! What was the
oh,
famous?
Oh, the humanity!
Oh, the humanity! Yeah, can you play that, please?
Let me find it.
That poor guy. Yeah, of course.
Let me just ask you. Maybe. Just,
what do you think this is like? NPR.
This is my
getting all professional and everything. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Sorry, I'm late.
Only 36 people died. How did this happen? 36 passengers and 61 of the crew. Fatality.
Oh, I was going to say, didn't the Zeppelin only have 3 people in it?
Wait a
second.
And
then it fell on top of 100?
They had 60... No. How did 62 people survive that inferno
sky? Some people jumped out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that high.
Yeah.
What'd they jump? Did they have like...
I beg to differ. Play the video. It was pretty darn high.
They kept trying to land. Uh-huh. Well, it was falling as it wasn't...
Yeah, because
it was blowing up. Yeah. So if anyone was lucky enough to be close enough, they could jump out.
Oh, Well, lucky for them. Good thing they decided
to jump. Thank you, Michael, for this expertise.
Most people are burned alive.
A very unpleasant way to go.
No. Actually, while alive. I'm searching for that disaster on YouTube, let me give you
only
a
have
little
a few minutes, sir.
My scientific expertise.
Can I give you my podcast expertise and ask you for the third time to speak into the frickin' mic?
If they used helium instead of hydrogen, they probably would have to build bigger blimps. Because helium is actually a little
thinner,
heavier than hydrogen.
Science.
Oh,
science stuff.
If I remember correctly, helium is what? Like two, right? Atomic number is two, and hydrogen is one.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I don't know if it makes much of a difference. It's only one. It's only one proton.
You know, that would be interesting to wonder why they didn't use helium.
Yeah. Maybe they couldn't.
Maybe it was harder to make.
Properly extract the helium from.
Did they start afterwards?
Yeah, right after that.
Well,
they said
kind of like after the Titanic sank. Yeah. They said maybe we should have the same amount of life or like enough lifeboats
that
matches the capacity of the boats.
You know, the amazing thing. It's not like they didn't know it was dangerous because
a lot
of other companies. That had countries that had been trying the Zeppelin or blimp project gave it up because it was so dangerous.
Oh. Yeah.
But Germany
they just decided.
Might as well fill it with dynamite. H.O. Germany.
In fact, they had all these precautions for the passengers.
Germans, huh?
Yeah, the passengers had all these precautions they had to follow in order to be safe because it was so dangerous. Mm.
You mean it's like not 1930s when they could just smoke? Smoke, like put like fireworks out.
Ah,
right,
yeah.
Right for the blimp.
Smoking is perfectly good for you.
Yeah, they had to.
Lucky strikes.
Lucky strikes.
Avoid static electricity. And
striking
stuff
indeed.
Like that.
How do you avoid static electricity? Do you just put the giant chain down from the Zeppelin? it touches the high. Oh, I just cursed. You'll have to edit that. It touches the high voltage of.
Nine!
Fire!
That's funny.
Hey,
was the Titanic sailed from where? England?
From England, yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't Germany.
Belfast!
Was it a German? It wasn't a German.
No, no. White Star Line. Haven't you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
The Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, I've seen 5 to 10 different Titanic movies.
Yeah, I made out.
And they're all Russian.
Yeah, I made out. No, it wasn't the Russian. It was dubbed the Russian.
Are you sure you didn't see that movie?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh, okay. That's a really good impression, Al.
Yes. Jeez.
Are we almost done?
On that note, I think it's safe to say.
Can we finish it with Rock Around Barack?
Please, yes.
Mikey, this is Pearl Jam, and they released that song in 2007 or 2008 before the election of Barack. It was support of Barack Obama.
Rock Around Barack.
It's called Rock Around
Eddie Vedder's tribute to Barack Obama.
Yes. And here it is.
Just go.
Enjoy.
I want to hear this.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, Barack
Wow, get ready for some cringe. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is this Eddie Vedder?
Yes. You know, it makes you really miss Chris Cornell at this point, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Oh, he was my favorite. One of my favorite singers.
Out of all the dead singers, he's your favorite?
Out of all the like the grunge era singers, he's definitely
Well, he was definitely by far
my
best.
My favorite.
I hate this.
Hey, how about we open it with the Richard Dick show?
Yes, that's true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us, to me, to everybody. Remember, AmericaOutloud.com. Check us out. Criminal Masterminds. Google Criminal Masterminds on iTunes, Android, Google Play, whatever. Also, check out America Out Loud podcast. It'll come right up. We're also on the app, America Out Loud. We're in the mornings. It's practically like a radio, a live radio. We're from 6 to 8. For the morning drive. And also, what else are we? BlueLivesMatter.blue. Go over there. You want to tell me how great I am, or you want to tell me how awful I am? Tell me on my Twitter account at the Richard Tracy. Common spelling, TRACY. No E, you dummies. And what else? Am I leaving anything else out? That's about it. Just bear in mind, if you are going to bash me on Twitter, we will read it on the next episode, and we will probably get like 5-10 minutes out of it.
Hey, Mike, you want to bet on how many Twitter responses we're going to get? I'm betting zero.
I'm going to say one.
One.
From me.
Has anyone ever responded?
No, I never had one. I just started one.
Oh, okay.
I figured I should. Anyway, thank you very much. Be safe. Be careful. Have a great night. And thank you again for lending us your ears here at the Criminal Mastermind. Take care. Goodbye so long.